The American government does not have interest in the same way that some other countries have. Oil companies are part of the machinery of the government in other countries. In our case, companies are independent. There is a lot of interest of oil and gas companies, American companies, to come into South Sudan. In my conversations with the government, I believe that they have been opening up. They've divided some of the blocks and subdivided some of the blocks that had previously been granted. And there is real interest in a number of American companies. I, in fact, received a visit by one of them today. Some of them are already operating here. They are not so much the exploration companies, but the companies that assist with production. So not that they would be producing, but they are the companies that help with, you know, the getting things from one point to the other, logistics and the heavy items that need to come in to facilitate the production of oil. So there are a number of companies that are already here that are American, but again, I think one of the things that any country in the world's companies would want to see is a stable and peaceful environment. And as you are well aware, some of the blocks are in areas that are not all that secure right now, such as Jonglei State. So these are going to always be concerns, I think, of big companies. But the U.S. would like to see more American companies here because they bring value and generally tend to have a more open and transparent process, as well as making sure that they help the communities where they are engaged. So we think that this would be a good thing and encourage the government to continue to, you know, abide by contracts that have already been signed, because that is very important so that people know the sanctity of contract, but also to allow for good deals if they can be made with American companies.